you're digging in the vault, and I like it a lot. Oh, yeah. We're about an hour away from Festivus Friday. This day is getting away from us. By the way, that's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Story here from the New York Post. Teachers are putting on their thinking caps and going hat in hand to raise money for basic supplies. Teachers in New York are now shelling out hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket classroom costs for the new school year, a burden that has become so crushing that educators are even turning to crowdfunding to raise cash, the New York Post has learned. Quoting here from one teacher, Francesca Chaterpal, it is frustrating, especially because I have my own kid and my own family to support. If I don't do donations, I don't know where I'm going to get things from because I certainly can't ask my school because we're really tight on money. I have that burden along with my colleagues to figure it out for our kids because we know that they deserve just as much as anybody else.
Now, I could be wrong, but I thought that it was either frowned upon or against the rules to directly ask for assistance. I've seen a lot of people that I went to high school with became teachers, and I've seen their significant others post like an Amazon shopping list.
Right.
And then they would share it. Like, you know, I didn't actually post it kind of a thing.
Right. Or like, this is a wish list. I'm not asking for donations. I think they should be able to do it. And if I choose to donate to a teacher, that's a worthy cause, I would do it.
And quite frankly, none of the school's business.
Right.
I mean, but I have never understood this. In what world? I mean,
if we're asked constantly to round up for pets or diabetes or the Heart Foundation, would you like to round up? Why don't the schools do that somehow?
Like you could round up at the neighborhood grocery store?
Round up at, you know, Hy-Vee on Sundays, all then I would go, yes. Round up, and then we will divide up that money and give it to the teachers, and the recipients today are going to be from this elementary school.
Well, no, wait a minute. Answer me this, guys. If teachers shouldn't or can't, I don't know which it is, ask for a crowd fund or, you know, ask for donations or whatever, then why is it that, for example, I've been in grocery stores where the Shawnee Mission North cheerleading squad is bagging groceries
to raise money to go to Nationals.
Right, in exchange for donations for a trip.
Well, they also do school supply drives, and I think if it's a sanctioned school thing, then they're okay with it. But I don't think they appreciate when you go on and say, hey, my school sucks and won't pay for my classroom stuff.
Right, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, you won't find a picture of the 46 presidents at a Hy-Vee. You're not going to find capital A, cursive A,
right,
all the way through the Z
that
goes across the chalkboard at Price Chopper.
This is why everyone needs to support Scraps KC.
What's that?
Scraps KC in Midtown is a place where you take all of your old crap that you don't know what to do with, Scott. So think about this, like painting supplies, pens, neckties for art projects, canvases if you're an artist that you don't use. All of that stuff, instead of throwing it away, take it to Scraps KC. Teachers then can go in there on certain days and, quote, shop at pennies on the dollar.
From the text line, my wife is a teacher. She has been told to submit anything that is donated to her so it can be taxed as income.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Bend over, I'll submit it. Are you kidding?
We have breaking Royals news. Moments ago on Twitter from the Kansas City Royals verified account. Due to the potential for inclement weather on Saturday, tomorrow, the first pitch versus the San Francisco Giants has been changed from 6:10 p.m. to 4:10 p.m. They've moved up tomorrow's game 2 hours.
You know what's weird? Sporting plays tomorrow night as well. In fact, Sarah and I are supposed to go at 7:30. I just looked up the weather forecast for tomorrow. There is a 40% chance of rain, but I went all mine only scrolls over until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No rain in the forecast. There's rain in the morning, slight chance around 6 in the morning. Do we have time to take Mike or not, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
Mike, if you can do it real quick.
I'll be real quick. What I told him was, I think it's a real shame that we have to be even discussing these methods of bringing basic necessities into the school system. We have unbelievable amounts of money in this country, We're not spending it on the right things.
Keep preaching, brother.
I don't disagree with the thing you just said, Mike.
And the fact that teachers have to go out and use their own money. This is not their office, per se. It's a classroom. I mean, I understand if you give me an office and then I go out and buy a painting or a picture for my office, I'm not going to be reimbursed by my company.
And if you're a parent and you go in for a parent-teacher conference and you see that that classroom has been left at the bare bones that the teacher was handed it in the middle of summer or whenever they got it, you're going to be like, why doesn't this teacher care about my student?
Yeah, because they care about their family. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. We have Festivus Friday coming up in 1 hour here on Dana and Parks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.